Hey, what's up? Muitas vezes na fala do dia a dia, o verbo to have, nas suas formas have, has, had, haven't, hasn't e hadn't, perde o som aspirado do H inicial. Leia e escute os exemplos, primeiro com a pronúncia lenta, depois com a relaxed pronunciation. I have a terrible headache.
I have a terrible headache.
We have an opening tomorrow at 9. Are you available?
We have an opening tomorrow at 9. Are you available?
Do you have any insurance?
Do you have an insurance?
They have come to see you.
They have come to see you.
I heard the doctor has a cancellation. Can you pencil me in?
I heard the doctor has a cancellation. Can you pencil me in?
She has got to be kidding.
She's got to be kidding.
He has a very beautiful wife.
He has a very beautiful wife.
Mark has never been to the States.
Mark's never been to the States.
I had to be at work at 9. That's why I didn't come.
I had to be at work at 9. That's why I didn't come.
I had never been there before. It's such a beautiful place.
I'd never been there before. It's such a beautiful place.
Had you ever been there?
Had you ever been there?
You haven't got a pencil, have you?
You haven't got a pencil, have you?
They haven't done anything all day.
They haven't done anything all day.
I hadn't thought of that.
I hadn't thought of that.
He hadn't seen her for ages.
He hadn't seen her for ages.
Lembre-se de prestar atenção nos filmes e seriados para as contrações acima. Elas são muito comuns e muitas vezes dizemos que não entendemos o que dizem, pois não estamos acostumados com elas.
This is it for today, people. See you next time.